Last night at about 3 o'clock in the morning, someone observed a ball of light in their backyard, and she went out, stepped out the back door, and there was such a ruckus of noise that she went back in the house. She says all the dogs in the neighborhood were barking.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hello?
I'm calling for the UFO Reporting Center in Washington.
Yeah.
We've been notified by the Sheriff's Department that you had a UFO sighting there last night or early this morning. I wonder if we could get a description of what happened.
Well, I'm kind of embarrassed. I was telling some friends about it this morning, and they told me I should call you, but I didn't see a spaceship. I just saw a big ball of light. It was just sitting out in the backyard here. It was just weird. All the dogs were barking. It was 3 o'clock this morning. I woke up, and it was about, well, we're back in the woods here. And we have a neighbor on one side, but it's way back in the, you know, there's trees between their house and where we saw it.
Yes.
But we could see straight back into the woods. There's a clearing in there. And well, just I thought it was a forest fire when I first got up. It just, it was glowing like there was a fire there. It was just huge to me. I mean, it wasn't, I would guess, looking at the oak trees out there, that it maybe was 20 feet high and the glowing, you know, and maybe wider than that. I'm estimating, of course, that maybe 30 feet wide. But it was just a round ball of glow there, and it just sat out there. And I couldn't figure out what it was, and all the animals were just throwing a fit. And all the neighbors woke up, and the people across the street from us said that they couldn't figure out why my house was glowing because I suppose you have all sorts of crazy people tell you this stuff. They couldn't figure out why my house was glowing because I didn't have any lights on, but it was so bright over here.
Right.
Yeah, and that was all there really was to it. I stayed up till about 4 o'clock. I woke up my husband, and he looked, and he was going to go out and look at it, but frankly, it was scaring us, you know, and he got... I said, you're not going out there. And he didn't argue with me. He says, no, I think I'll go back to bed.
Uh-huh.
And we laid there and listened to all these funny noises and the animals barking and everything. And finally, I closed my bedroom window because it was so bright. I closed my bedroom curtain and went back to sleep. And it was gone this morning.
Okay, now you mentioned funny noises. Was there something other than the sounds coming from the animals?
Yeah, not very much. It was just an eerie sound. I don't know how to explain it to you. Just was eerie. The neighbor lady on the one side of me, she heard the sound, but she didn't see anything. She turned on her porch light, and it kind of hit out in that direction, but the light out in the field was brighter than her porch light.
Yes.
And she's on, her house is kind of L-shaped, so she was looking out the wrong window to be able to see anything, really, you know. And so really, my husband and I are the only ones that saw anything, and then my... this morning I called a friend of mine in Cave Junction, which is, 10 miles away, and she said that her son, about, I don't know, he's 27, something like that, was working out in the garage last night about 11:30. He came in the house and said he saw a flying saucer. Well, that's the first I even thought about it being something weird, you know.
Yes.
And then I told her, and I asked her what it was, and she said that he said he just saw a big ball of light. He called it a flying saucer.
Right.
Coming down, and that's what we saw. That's...
Do you have any idea how far it was from you?
Oh, I would say... Oh, dear, my husband says I'm terrible on distance. I'm looking out the window at where it was. About 200 feet. Maybe.
Okay. Has anyone inspected that area?
No, this friend of mine told me to keep everybody away from it until they had a chance to look at it, so... I told everybody to stay away from there. I walked down the path a little ways and walked out there just a little ways, and I couldn't see anything. And I'm kind of spooky about this sort of thing. I just couldn't stay away from
But, okay, well, then someone is going to look over the area?
No. I have this friend that I was telling about this morning. She says usually if something like that, they want to check it out. They don't want anybody tramping around there. So I just told all my neighbors to go back there. That was all. Because I didn't know. She said until you hear whether they wanted to check it or something. But as far as I could see, just standing on the path and looking over in that direction, I couldn't see anything.
Right. Okay. About how far off of the ground was that? Do you have any idea?
Well, there's bushes between us and where they were at, you know, where the spot was at, whatever you call it. I don't know. But I couldn't see the ground under it. There's a bunch of those, oh, I don't know what you call them, manzanitas and all sorts of things along, you know, low brush,
yes.
4 feet high, something like that out in there. And then there's oak trees around the clearing. So I couldn't see the bottom of it. And like I say, I never even thought spaceship, truthfully, or anything like that. I just thought it was a forest fire. It was such a bright glow, and it just stayed out there.
Right.
And after I decided it wasn't a fire, then I was just, I tried to figure out how somebody could be shining car headlights out there and making it. But there's no road back there, really, or access to where it didn't look like that. Let's put it that way. It just didn't look like that at all. It just was a big ball of light setting out there. That's the best way I can describe it. It was awful hard for me to focus on it. I kept rubbing my eyes trying to, first, you know, so I could, I'm stuttering because it kind of shocked me that you called. But
don't be bothered.
I suppose you're used to this, huh?
Well, yes, very much so.
Yeah. Go ahead, honey. Just a minute. I'm talking. Yeah, just a minute. It was just kind of hard to focus on and really see what it was. It just was, it wasn't, it was just a definite shape out there, but it was light.
Now, what
I
color?
I couldn't see the trees out behind it. Was a light, kind of a reddish, that's why I thought it was a fire, a light, red,
right.
Yellow color.
Okay, now, did you see that actually move away?
No, I didn't. I finally went to sleep. I was scared, and my husband went back to sleep, and I didn't have anybody I could call at 4 o'clock in the morning that I could think of to go out and look at a piece of light out in the
yes.
yard. So nobody went out there at all.
Okay. And your husband was the only other person with you that saw this?
Yeah. And he thinks I'm crazy for even calling to tell you that.
Now, did you turn your lights on at any time while this was in sight?
No, I didn't. The neighbor did. The neighbor turned on their porch light. They didn't see anything. They were trying to find out what all the dogs were, what all the commotion was from. And they turned it back off.
Now, were the dogs barking at all times while this object was there?
Well, my neighbor just come over. I haven't seen her all day except, they barked about 3 o'clock and then, just a second. Didn't the dogs kind of stop barking for a while and then start in again? Yeah, they stopped barking, she says about 3:30, they stopped barking for about 15 minutes, and about 3:45 they start barking again.
Okay.
But
did this illumination from this object come into your home? Did it illuminate the inside of the building?
Oh, dear. Not really. No, not an excessive amount, no.
Uh-huh.
It was a full moon out, or pretty bright out last night, you know.
Okay, did you have any trouble looking at this? Did it hurt your eyes at all?
Well, it was more like a fuzzy looking at it. It was fuzzy.
Uh-huh.
It was like everything else looked clear, but I look at that light and it was like my eyes were fuzzy. I kept wiping my eyes thinking I still had sleep in them when I looked at it. Truthfully, this is Washington. But that's all I can. Really, if you got any other questions,
okay.
That's the best. She you want to talk to her? She's here.
Did she see the object?
She didn't. Did you actually see the light out there? Did you hear any noises besides the dog? Yeah. She said she thought a motor woke her up.
Uh-huh.
People across the street now, they saw the glow around my house, and he thought that he and his wife heard a thud, but I don't know about that.
Uh-huh.
I haven't talked to them anymore either. I just asked them if they'd seen anything, and that's what they told me.
Now, what I would like to ask, did you wake up from the sound of the dogs?
That's a good one. I don't know. I just know something woke me up, and all of a sudden my dog went tearing off the bed, and she was, we got a little peek-a-poo when she sleeps on our bed, and all of a sudden she started in, and the dogs outside started in, and it was like all the neighbor dogs and the coyotes from all over the country just seemed to gather in a big circle.
Uh-huh.
It was just dogs all over the place.
Now, normally, do you sleep fairly well at night?
Yeah.
Okay, then this something else probably had to wake you up.
Yeah, well, I mean, now, the dogs got in the trash cans. The big dogs, neighbor dogs, got in the trash cans about midnight, 12:30 it was. And I did get up for that because they were banging on the trash cans. And I went out and picked up the trash. There was nothing out there then, and as soon as I chased them off, they went off. They didn't bark or anything, you know.
Yes.
And I, so that was an extra noise last night that woke me up. And then I went back to bed, and then I woke up with them all barking. Or when mine, you know, I woke up, and then she took off of the bed barking, so I don't know whether it was a dog outside that woke me up or a noise.
Yes. Okay. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
No, I have not.
What was your personal opinion of the subject of UFOs prior to this?
Well, when you mean when I first saw it, what I thought?
No, your opinion of the subject prior to this experience.
Well, I truthfully have never given it much thought.
Okay.
I've heard people talk about it, you know, seeing the, then after I thought about it, I thought, well, maybe it was a meteor and it might start a fire out there.
Yes.
You know, last night, I never really thought about a spaceship or anything like that until it fleeted through my mind last night and I just brushed it away because things like that don't happen. You know, this is what I thought to myself.
Yes.
And then when this lady this morning told me her son saw something coming out of the sky last night, or called it a spaceship, then it started to bother me.
Has anything strange happened to you since this experience? Have you had any physiological or psychological effects at all?
No, not that I can note, other than all morning my telephone hummed.
It did?
Yeah, whistled real loud. Every time I tried to call somebody, it was just a real loud whistle.
Okay, have you had that trouble before?
Well, it's more like static before. It's never been a whistle.
Uh-huh.
This was a whistle. Everybody that I talked to said that. Boy, that's a terrible whistle. When I went to call the sheriff's office, the operator dialed it again to see if she could get rid of the whistle. So she heard it, too.
Okay, were the dogs acting up while this was going on?
None of them got close to the spot that I saw the light. I could hear their barks coming from out in the trees, you know, all around circling it, but none of them were any closer to it than I was, I would guess. In fact, the coyotes sounded about the closest to it on the one side.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But they're just, I mean, coyotes bark different. They just yip, you know?
Right.
And then it was everything was barking. It was a mess out here.
You didn't notice anything else other than this light, any other phenomena, flashes of light, or anything strange going on around your house other than that?
No.
Okay.
I apologize for not staying up longer. I've got two babies and I have to get up with them and I just, you know, well, 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, they get up at 5 or 6 in the morning, so I have to get my sleep.
Well, that's very understandable.
And
okay.
The things I just never even, if I'd have thought about it being something weird like that, other than it just being a weird light, or thinking it would be more important, I don't know, but
okay.
Pay attention.
We'd like to give you our number just in case something else comes up in relation to this.
Oh, okay. My neighbors just came over. He got home from work and wanted to come over and find out what I said. Well, is it all right if we go out there and look? Or would you rather we don't?
I would think so. In the daylight, and bring a camera with you just in case you find something. And if you get any type of pictures, well, we'd like to get copies.
Yeah, well, if you take a camera at night like that and take a picture of a flash like that or a light out there,
Oh, yes. Don't use a flash. If you get anything like that, any kind of a bright light, don't use a flash, and it'll always pick it up. Black or white or colored film.
Well, I thought about that, too, but I thought my camera wouldn't take a picture of something.
Oh, definitely.
Like that.
Very definitely.
Oh, be darned. Well, I'm sorry I wasn't more attentive to it, but like I say, till this morning when my friends told me I should report it, I didn't think of it as being something. I knew it was unusual, I knew it was odd, and it shouldn't be there, but...
Well, these things come very sudden and they surprise.